Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we started a new chapter, the chapter on honoring one's guests. And we explained that Islam has a very, very personal touch as far as a person's guest is concerned, as far as a person's mihman. One person comes to visit another person, one Muslim visit another Muslim. How we should honor that guest. This is part of our deen. And Islam doesn't only teaches us that we respect the guest, it teaches us that we must go out of our way and give that guest a pedestal, so to speak, of honor. Bridle that person with respect and honor. This is what Islam is teaching us. So today's hadith on Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir fal yukrim dhaifa, wa man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir fal yasil rahima, wa man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the one who believes in Allah Ta'ala and the last day. Now this is an expression, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. The one that believes in Allah Ta'ala and believes in the last day, mean believes in the day of Qiyamah. Now this is an expression, means a person is a believer. It doesn't mean he doesn't believe in everything else, he only believes in these two things. It's an expression that this person is a believer. In other words, he believes in everything. Everything, all the tenets of faith, he believes in. This person now is a believer, a mu'min. Why I'm mentioning this is sometimes people that want to raise objections, they say, look, this hadith says that person that believes in Allah, he believes in the last day. So it can include Christians, it can include Jews, it can include other people that believe in Allah, so to speak, God, Lord, and believe in Akhirat. So it includes everyone. It's not that this is an expression that's used in the Quran also. That person that believes in Allah Ta'ala in the last day means that person that is a believer, is a mu'min, that person who's a Muslim. This hadith is speaking about him. The one who believes in Allah Ta'ala and believes in the last day should be hospitable to his guest. Three things is mentioned in this hadith. The first thing is, in other words, the person is a true Muslim, the person is hospitable, he goes out of his way to honor his guest. And the next part is, one who believes in Allah Ta'ala and the last day should maintain ties of kinship, he should maintain family ties. This is the second aspect, second element of a person being a true mu'min. And the third one is, one who believes in Allah Ta'ala in the last day should speak good or remain silent. He should say what is good or he should remain silent. This is a very, very safe, a very, very good policy to have, to keep a person safe, to keep a person secure. Every time he's speaking, ask himself. Every person should ask himself. I should ask myself, am I speaking good? If I'm not speaking good, then I should remain silent. I shouldn't just be speaking for the sake of speaking. مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَسْمُتْ. A person should either be speaking good or he should remain silent. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Here we see how important it is. Three things I mentioned. The first is with regards to a person honoring his guests. The second is with regards to keeping family ties. And the third is with a person's speech. All these three aspects are very, very important in the way a person now will engage with broader society, the way he maintains his, hosts his guests and he honors his guests, the way this person speaks and the way this person maintains family ties, he maintains kinship. This is something that is also very important. There's an incident mentioned in the hadith of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, that he had guests, Allah Ta'ala made it such that he had guests that had come to him. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was told, so what he did was he first served them. Ibrahim alayhi salam was told that honor your guest. So what he did was he prepared for every guest a calf. Every guest, he had three guests that he prepared for each one of them a calf. Again revelation was sent to him that honor them. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he prepared a bull. And when revelation was sent down for the third time, now Ibrahim alayhi salam, he prepared a camel for each one of them. Again revelation was sent down for him that honor your guest. So Ibrahim alayhi salam was perplexed that each person now was given a cow, first fell a calf, then a bull, and now each person there was given a camel, and yet he was still being told, Ibrahim alayhi salam was told that honor your guest. So then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam realized that he wasn't being told that honor them by giving them excessive food. That is not meant by honor your guest. He realized that what was meant was by serving him himself, by serving the guest himself, personally serving the guest. This is what was meant by honor your guest. So this hadith teaches us something very important, that after Ibrahim alayhi salam, let's just finish off the hadith, after Ibrahim alayhi salam served them himself, now revelation came to him that now you have honored them. Now you have honored them. So yesterday we were speaking about this new style, this buffet style. Guests are invited and each person now must go and take the food. Look at Ibrahim alayhi salam is told that after serving them himself, now he's being told that now you have given these people honor. So let us try. It is something that we need to bring into our lives. Give the guests that extra honor. You all don't need to wake up. You all sit. You all are special people. We will bring the food to you all. If that serving platter is empty, we take it and we will refill it and we will bring it back for you all. These are things we bring in our life. These are things that we are actually taught in our deen. These are very important aspects. A little extra touch. It may look at small things, but these are really the spice of life. When people have got good character, good akhlaq, got good mannerisms and good ways, these are things that actually bring enjoyment in life. Not the money, not the wealth, and not all the properties and the cars. Many times you see people with all properties, cars, investments, a lot of money, but there's no enjoyment in life. It's a very cold life. The thing that brings the enjoyment in life is these sort of things, the respect of the children, the respect of the parents, the kindness, the love, the muhabbat, enjoyment, the way the people interact with the guests, with the family, the way a person speaks. All these things bring about color and flavor that actually bring enjoyment in life. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.